But then, because of his shoe experience, he started selling shoes here in Tulsa?
He got a job at Renberg selling shoes. This is downtown. It didn't last very long. So he then got a job at I. Miller. The I. Miller store was on Main Street, and it was operated by a man named Sid Lazarus. It was an I. Miller store. I. Miller was a very fine brand, a national brand of shoes, ladies' shoes. The I. Miller store was on Main Street. There was an adjacent store in the same building for lingerie. Mr. Lazarus sold his company to General Shoe Corporation with a 5-year non-compete clause. But he continued at the I. Miller store. At the end of 5 years, he said to my husband, "I want to open my own business. Will you go in with me?" And my husband said, "Mr. Lazarus, I don't have any money. I can't go in with you." Mr. Lazarus said, "You won't need any money. You can pay for it out of profits." And he said, "Mr. Lazarus, there won't be any profits. The only reason you want the store is so you can charge expenses to it," which was true. That's what businessmen did in those years. They would charge their expenses to the business. That way they avoided taxes. But anyway, Mr. Lazarus said, "It's okay, we'll work it out." So at that time, they rented space where we are now at Utica Square. And my husband made arrangements with a company called Renberg's to open the ladies' shoe department there also, because he knew that this one little store wouldn't support what Mr. Lazarus wanted to do.
Did that store then, with Mr. Lazarus, open as Browse's?
No, it opened as Sid Lazarus Shoes.
And this was in 1958.
When we went into Renberg's, that was the lease department at the Renberg stores.
Mm-hmm.
Renberg's had a store downtown already. That was their father's store, Papa's store. Then the one in Utica Square opened. Eventually, they opened a store at South Roads Mall. Eventually, they opened a store at Woodland Hills Mall. And we opened shoe departments in each of those places. I was teaching school at the time. I had two kids. I did substitute work. That way, I could turn down jobs, and I could take a job that would release me at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when my kids would get home from school.
Did you teach high school?
I taught mostly at grade school and junior high, but I didn't do high school right away.
So you were adding to the income of the family?
Well, very little.
By teaching. Didn't you also work for the War Assets Administration?
In the very beginning, both my husband and I got jobs at War Assets Administration. We took civil service exams and passed. That's how we got the jobs at War Assets. That was at the old bomber plant here in town. We got jobs selling war surplus. But when the surplus ended, the jobs ended.
This was all surplus equipment.
From the war.
Mess kits, tanks, airplanes, machine guns, even warships they were selling. Yeah. That was in the late 50s and 60s.
Yes. Then my next job was with Affiliated Foods. My brother Mike had started Affiliated Foods. The independent grocer was having a very difficult time because the chains were coming into town and were killing them. They couldn't compete. So my brother had gotten a job with a man in Kansas City who was related to a family in Tulsa. He had an organization that bought merchandise in quantity for the independent grocers. They housed them in a warehouse, and then independent grocers could buy what they needed, and that way they could compete with the chains. My brother got a job with this man in Kansas City, learned the business, came back to Tulsa, and started Affiliated Foods in Tulsa, Oklahoma. My brother's name was Mike Rabinowitz.